So many see DevOps as something for bigger businesses, since it involves in-house development rather than off-the-shelf apps, as well as investment in tools and training. What problems might businesses face when implementing DevOps?
Well, first of all, let me say I don't think DevOps is just for large organizations. When it comes right down to it, in the whole application development and deployment space, we're seeing lots of new technologies come into the picture. And as a consequence, those new technologies, many of them are appealing to the citizen developer. And so the reality is that organizations of all size now, based on the technology that's available, from small boutiques all the way up to largest enterprise, really needs to think about DevOps as a consequence of the fact that more and more technology is going to be driving their value proposition in the business world. So Chris, you agree with that?
Mostly. I think that my point of view in the last 2 years has changed fairly significantly, where I had majority of a top-down perspective leaning towards the enterprise, the bigger business. How it switched is that I think in reality, you don't even need to say the word DevOps. I think that there is this aspect of having the goal in mind and realizing that as you modernize your delivery chain, it's a practice, it's a journey. It's not just one technology or just one process. However, I do see a lot of organizations getting stuck there and overthinking it. For the startups, or the smaller organizations, I do agree that DevOps is for them because I know that trying to do this retroactively is a very painful thing. So if nothing else, if the clear value isn't delivered to them day one, in the future, it by not doing it, it could cause issues. But there is value, and it's getting them to understand that the effort cost is well worth it. I should say that I think of DevOps as two different things. I think there's DevOps the practice, which is definitely more focused on automation and infrastructure, and then there's the DevOps the methodology and the driving force. And sometimes when you talk about DevOps, a lot of times you're thinking only of the practice, but DevOps is much more than that.
Steve, I know you said that you don't think DevOps is just for bigger businesses. It's not, but how then does DevOps differ for smaller businesses? Is there a different way to approach it?
Well, I think the scale and the complexity certainly is going to change based on organization size. And for smaller organizations, they may not do all of their own development. They may outsource some of it. Although from the standpoint of, as I mentioned earlier, with some of the more interesting tools coming forward around for the citizen developer, I think really every organization has to think about, what is their sort of IT portfolio, what does it need to look like, and how, for instance, are they going to ensure that as they take this journey down the IT path, how are they going to be able to do that most effectively? So for small organizations, when it comes to DevOps, the scale obviously is going to be very different. It's going to be much smaller. There's a lot more packaged applications. A lot more of it's outsourced as well. But the reality is that they still will have a need to build applications, and they're going to need to put those applications into production. And so I agree with Chris from a methodology standpoint. There's a lot that small organizations need to appreciate and they need to learn from the standpoint of how to think about getting an application that they need conceptually from its beginning all the way through to being in production. And so from a methodology standpoint, there's lots that needs to go on in their DevOps, in the DevOps chain that will look a lot like bigger organizations as well. As I said, the scale and the complexity of the applications will be very different. But the reality is that from a standpoint of, how they need to think about design, how they need to, what activities and alternatives they pursue for development, testing and deployment, you know, those sort of, those are key stepping stones that remain the same regardless of whether you're a small organization or a large organization. And of course, the more mission critical the application is, the more you have to invest in each one of those activities. But the reality is that, as I said, small organizations need to think all the way through what needs to happen from the standpoint of how they need to get from kind of the inception of an application all the way through to its deployment. And the reality is that so they need to think seriously about, you know, what DevOps can mean to them.
Chris, have any additions to that?
Yeah, and I should so I do have a little bit of I guess anchoring effect here, because I am in the Valley, and I'm exposed to a lot of the startup organization to actually are think DevOps from day one, but they're not thinking about DevOps in the enterprise way, and they're thinking of actually what they would call NoOps. I'd make the argument that that doesn't exist, but from their perspective, how can developers handle everything to production and be accountable for that? So there is the community of very small organizations who are actually building their delivery chain based on DevOps. I think what we're talking about here is more the SMB type organization who may or may not already be agile, and staring at a big overhead required, which could be a resource overhead, up or down, could be learning a whole bunch of new tool sets, and that could be frightening. And a big part of this is, you know, how opportunistic are they? How forward thinking are they? Because for anybody who's approaching, we'll say continuous integration, which is probably the safest place to start, it's scary for everybody in some respects, because you're changing what you're doing. So, you know, you have to test your tolerance for that. And there's a lot of ways to bring these processes and technologies on board without having a big impact. But maybe for the SMB, that impact is a little bit more threatening than with the large resources that a larger enterprise would have.